This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
For daily content, follow Bartholomew Town on Instagram and TikTok. Steve Scott is a legendary New York voice, the afternoon host and anchor on WCBS 880, and a former president of the New York Press Club, and noted on X this morning something that is a big piece of this entire story in terms of the protests in New York and beyond. And that is the performance of student journalists, particularly last night, WKCR 89.9 FM in New York. And frankly, their performance, which drew so many listeners that their website was so inundated, they actually started pushing people, believe it or not, to the FM dial. It showed the power of radio and the power of student journalism. Steve, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you.
From the standpoint of the student journalist as the past president of the New York Press Club, and really just from the standpoint of somebody who covers New York in a moment-to-moment format with radio and with the work that you do, what was your impression last night of the coverage, be it the student journalists or otherwise, of what was happening and unfolding in real time?
Yeah, first of all, I want to agree with what you said about WKCR, the campus station at Columbia. Those young journalists got a baptism under fire, and the experiences that they've had in the last 48 hours will, I believe, steel them against the challenges that will come in their careers for decades to come. These are young people. You know, Bill, I got my start on college radio, well over 40 years ago. And I remember as a college radio journalist, I covered a Ku Klux Klan rally in San Jose, California. And I was scared half to death. Mm-hmm. You know, there was pushing and shoving and profanity and bottles thrown and clubs being swung by the cops and things like that. And, you know, here I was right in the middle of that. But that was over within about 45 minutes. These young people have been in the middle of something that they likely have never seen before, certainly not reported on as journalists, and on very little sleep, they were out there, I think, doing yeoman's work. And so I really applaud, as you did, these young journalists at WKCR at Columbia. I thought the coverage last night was as good as you were going to get. The NYPD was asked today, hey, why did you push us off by journalists? Why did you push us off campus? And the NYPD said, well, there's a couple things. First of all, it is private property, and we were invited in, and so therefore you have to follow our rules, which, all right, as a journalist, you want to think you have access to everywhere. You don't, actually, always. And the second point was that they really didn't know, the police didn't, what they were going to encounter as they climbed in windows and went through doors. Would there be passive resistance of people linking arms or perhaps chaining themselves together? Would there be more violent, active resistance? In the end, there was no violence. It was pretty orderly. But the cop said, listen, we have a responsibility. You are citizens of New York. We have to protect you too, journalists. And that is why they were moving people a short distance away. They didn't know there could have been flashbang bombs or something like that. There wasn't. We're glad about that. So I thought the coverage, even though it was at times pushed to distances and angles where you couldn't see everything, was quite good. Julia Vargas Jones from CNN was on campus basically with somebody holding an iPhone, and they were streaming live. She was there, allowed to stay because she's a student, a grad student.
Right.
She's pursuing a graduate degree at Columbia. And so she was allowed to stay. And I thought she was just spectacular in her coverage. And, you know, the other journalists who were on campus there and then pushed to the perimeter, left with the angles and the views that they had, sometimes relying more on television than firsthand views. I thought everybody did a pretty good job. I'm sure there's a lot of what's today, you know, right, Wednesday morning quarterbacking. But I think really everyone did a good job. It's not easy. And some of these people, there are some talented journalists who can make it look easy. It is not easy. And I thought they did a pretty good job.
One of the split screens last night was sort of a, I don't want to say division, but there were conflicting reports between, for example, Anderson Cooper on CNN and the WKCR journalists who were on the ground. And it just sort of showed that in a moment like this, being on the ground, being in the actual arena, has such a dramatic impact on the accuracy and the swiftness of coverage. From your experience over the years as a reporter, whether it be in New York or in other markets, how important is it that media outlets or independent journalists be where the action is and not simply rely on second or third hand accounts to develop their stories?
Oh boy, it's incredibly important that you be right there in the middle of it. Journalism organizations, my radio station included, have a responsibility to tell stories, but even above that, it's to protect our personnel. So, you know, our company's people who were there on the scene were mindful of that and were telling the best stories they could from the vantage points that they had. They were right, I won't say in the middle of it, they weren't at the epicenter on campus, they got pushed off, but they were there saying what they saw. And let's face it, Bill, that's what reporting is. You say what you see. But to be right there in the middle of it, you know, and again, and I go back to protests that I've been in the middle of, through the years, you get a perspective being right there in the middle of it, of whether it's clubs swinging around you or, you know, pepper spray, tear gas being sprayed around you. You can't make that up from the outside. You can't paraphrase being sprayed with tear gas. So, you know, being right there in the middle of it, as some of these journalists were, and again, Julia Vargas Jones at CNN, due to the fact that she is a student at Columbia, was able to tell these amazing stories. I thought it was just fantastic.
Odyssey's reporter Mary Lynn Buckley, a new reporter with 1010 Wins and WCBS, was there as well and was able to provide some coverage from, like you said, not necessarily right in the thick of the scene, but in pretty much the thick of it. And it was just a remarkable moment for sure, as this was a fast-moving, multi-theater scenario. You had City College, you had really this pan-NYC protest, the march, folks getting on the train. I'll ask you this. New York, of course, is media market one. WCBS is a heritage station listened to, quite frankly, by millions. And you share, or I shouldn't even say that, you are a very influential voice and an outlet that has the opportunity to really shape a narrative. And student journalists, independent journalists, while they certainly have that opportunity, it's more difficult for them to do so. But what often seems to happen in the contemporary media landscape is cooperation or a loose affiliation between independent, nonprofit, or donor media and so-called corporate media. That seems to be the new landscape, and some folks resist that. WCBS does a great job of bringing on a lot of different voices for perspective. In a moment like this, how important is it for folks who are decision makers in media to go to where the best coverage is versus to just sticking to sort of the old school, we've got our person, they may be 5, 6, 20 blocks away, but that's all we've got?
Well, first of all, if they're 5, 6, 20 blocks away, they're close enough that they can start walking and get a little bit closer, mm-hmm. I think, until they are stopped by a police line. Even with NYPD credentials, there are points, as there were at Columbia and at City College, where you have to stop. You don't, if I can digress a moment, mm-hmm. you don't want to become the story by being the journalist who says, I'm going to ignore this line and I'm going to go crashing in there to tell the story. Then you become the story and you're serving no one except perhaps yourself. I think being there on the scene and just saying what you see, I mean, there have been major stories, you know, whether it's 9/11 or a big fire somewhere or an earthquake or whatever, where it's all hands on deck at the radio station. And that means if you are a salesperson, or if you are the receptionist, or you are a management person, and you see something happening, we put you on the air. You don't have to be a trained reporter. You just tell us what you see.
Right.
And I think that is really the key to what we saw last night. And if I could quickly to talk about partnerships, you know, we don't really have any active partnerships. WCBS and 1010 Winds are co-owned, and our staff is shared in many ways. Our reporters work on both stations. But, you know, we don't partner a lot with magazines, newspapers, or the like. You know who you learn to partner with, Bill, through experience, is you make friends in the business.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've been at a big story with a person, a reporter, a journalist from a competing outlet, and we're there trying to get the same thing. Listen, this is not an exclusive with the Pope. We'll leave that to Nora O'Donnell. You know, this is just trying to tell the story and keep people safe. I can't tell you how many times through the years I would say, hey, Mary, you go that way, I'll go this way, let's give what we get, and we'll compare notes and share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, it's not an exclusive, with somebody. You're just helping out, and you're trying to tell the best story you can. So those are the kind of partnerships that you try to develop. And I wonder if these young WKRC journalists who work so hard in telling the story, I wonder and I hope that they had a chance to meet some professional journalists who, you know, if not becoming mentors, might hire them someday because they remember them. Those are the kind of partnerships I think you develop.
Sage advice from a veteran reporter and host in New York, Steve Scott, on the record, 1 o'clock every single weekday on WCBS 880. You can also listen on the Odyssey app. It's a phenomenal show that I listen to every single day on my way to do the afternoon drive show on WPRO. It is incredibly informative and a great listen. Steve, thank you so much for your time and perspective on this morning.
Bill, always great to talk with you. Thank you for inviting me on.